For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs in the house with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. Know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. And a happy Thursday, one and all. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. You guys can watch us, Miami 560 WQM, and streaming live on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. And you can take us in your ears there, everybody. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you, man?
I'm good. That rain was no joke this morning.
Was it a tornado? I never really got the brunt of it, but I like the entire ride down here, it was like, oh, that's ominous. So I was like, oof.
It was lightning. It was brutal.
Aren't we in a crazy state where it's like we live in these pockets and it's just like, oh, yeah, that was.
Only somebody could call you and say, I ain't coming, it's pouring. And you go, but it's sunny here.
And like, it's beautiful out.
It's so nice, especially by us right now, right behind Tobin, paradise.
Got really mad at my daughter the other day because, like, you know, pick her up at the bus. I make her ass walk. I'm like, come on. I already take you to the bus stop in the morning, and you're literally a block away. But it was like ominous clouds. She goes, but the clouds are ominous. I'm like, damn it. She used my line on me. So I went and picked her up yesterday. Not a drop. I was like, you. I'm like, you owe me. She goes, what does that mean? I'm like, I don't know yet.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
It'll come back.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. When you drive, whenever that is, you're going to have to drive me somewhere.
Nice.
That's how that's going to go.
The clouds were so ominous last night.
I can already say.
I walked a dog at 2 in the morning.
If my daughter has to drive me somewhere, I think I'll call Uber.
Yeah.
You going to call Uber? You're a little nervous about it?
Instead of taking a ride.
Woo. Goodness.
Yeah. Well, how old is she now? Is she hitting up for the permit soon?
16.
Okay, so she could get her permit.
Yeah.
She has it.
Oh, she has it. Okay, but so how's that gone for you?
I mean, she drives Mel around.
Oh. But you don't trust it? You know, you're not like giving her the Suburban?
Oh,
no. Or the Tahoe, whatever it is.
Too big.
No, and it's a nice. My wife says it's too big.
You drive that, you can drive anything.
I said, Mel, every woman in our development drives a Suburban or a Yukon XL.
I was always very nervous driving the Nielsen's furniture truck. When I was right. My grandfather's furniture truck.
Pretty big.
I was like, dude, I was moving one time.
Oh.
And I was getting stuff out of storage.
Mm-hmm. U-Haul? Was it a U-Haul truck?
It was a U-Haul. It was a big one. It was like not the smaller one, but the big one. And I was going to pull underneath the little thing, and I'm like, this is not going to fit. I'm going to stop right here. And the guy who runs the rental car place, the truck place, plenty of room. Come on. And I drove under there, and it ripped the whole top of the truck off.
Oh, my God.
And guess what I did? I had that low insurance. I went, here you go. I got the hell out of there.
Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We No choice.
So what were you saying, Marcus? You were on the way in today, and you were saying Perk was very defensive of Liam Eikenberg.
Yes, I had never heard defense of Liam Eikenberg. It made me feel as if maybe he's heard Tobin's less than favorable review of Eichenberg's performance.
Let's be clear. I didn't kind of defend him as much as I supported what he was trying to do.
Correct. No, right? This was all-out defense, though. This was, I'm sick and tired of media bashing my boy type of defense.
That's his, well, really? That's his boy?
Okay, he didn't say his boy, but the way he was
Can we get the truth?
So he said that, you know, and I'll grab it. It was on Joe Rose earlier. It was something that closed out his show, so I'll grab the audio for later on in the show. Essentially what he was saying, he doesn't blame Eikenberg for his performance. Eikenberg just doesn't fit into the offensive style that Chris Greer has sculpted out. He went on to essentially place the blame on the Dolphins, what you could consider second rebuild in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He says that Chris Greer, just much like his offensive line philosophy, does not necessarily have an eye for the future, that whether it's Adam Gase, Brian Flores, he bends to their will, and this specific time, bending to Mike McDaniel's will of having an offense that runs the ball outside as opposed to within the trenches, where he feels Eikenberg would do an amazing job.
Would he?
If he was, for example, in like a Buffalo or something like
that. Can I tell you why that is?
What is, how?
How that works.
Yeah.
When you run mostly outside, you're asking your offensive line to be extremely
athletic.
And in some cases it works. When I was in Minnesota, we had a little combination of both, right? Our left guard was 265, 270. Our center was 275. But they could run. But they also had some power to go inside. Sometimes if you don't have that flexibility, it's almost like trying to fit around a square peg in a round hole, is that you're not doing something towards the player's strength. Now, evidently they think something of Liam Eikenberg because they keep moving him around and they think he has some talent. But what Perk is saying is what he does best, and usually when you have a center and two guards, their best work is guy right in front of him pushing the pile.
Look, obviously they have a lot of respect for him. Mike McDaniel goes out of his way almost to convince everybody he doesn't suck. So, like, right. I get it. But I will say, like, I heard yesterday Chris Greer's press conference, and, like, they're all like, oh, Mike McDaniel and I laugh about the offensive line, and you guys have so many concerns that we don't have. And I'm like, yeah, but Tua's like, oh, it really doesn't matter who's in front of me and all that. That's cool, but this is also like, it's almost like you're a real estate agent on Miami Beach and be like, you're scared of flooding? Ah, no bigs, baby. Look at this view.
Well, I would also say this. I think you might be reading too much into what Tua was saying, right? I don't know if he was commenting on how good the offensive line is as much as he was commenting on what he does and how he doesn't really rely on, you know, the things that everybody else is. You see what I'm saying? I know how it came across, and I don't fault anybody for thinking that, oh, he's got no faith in the offensive line. But you got to also know the person saying it. That doesn't sound like, you know, Tua to be throwing his line under the bus, he's more implying on how he does it.
I understand, and I know that the operation runs like he's great at it, and they have a system, and they have the fastest receivers in the world. Right. But as we saw, everything is going to be perfect all the time. When it's not, it's almost disastrous. And I just think that they're all sitting back here like, stupid media. You got
to use a to use
we
a
can
Tobin
get by
phrase,
with Eikenberg.
To use a Tobin phrase, a willy nilly.
It's just a little bit like they're all just sitting here having a good time at the casino, riding high. It's like, All right, but one time, what if you go bust one time? It's going to really, really hurt. And so
my thing, here's my only problem with, not with what you're saying, but it'll kind of help what you're feeling. When you hear, so the other day when Mostert said, we want to be physical, we want to run downhill, we want to smash you in the mouth, right? Well, that doesn't sound like what they're preparing to do, right? Because Perk just basically said, they do a lot of sideways running, and there's going to come a point in time where in order to get a yard, you got to run 2 yards.
Right.
Not 17 yards to the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the other thing is that you know, you've heard me say this over and over again. There is nothing wrong with second and seven. But second and 12 sucks. And I think sometimes the sideways runs, when teams start jumping those, you know, jumping those alleys and stuff, and then you get caught, and then you're in second and 14, right? Like that's the part of that scares the hell out of me. Because now you're putting your offense in a bit of a bind just by play selection.
I just,
because if he would have, if it was second and 10, you'd be better off.
I just think that they're just a little too.
I'm always going to let them. They know more than us.
Okay, fine. But you want to know what else happened? Yesterday, I'm listening to Calais Campbell talk about how Jeff Ireland took Philip Merling over him in the second round. His agent swore he was going to get picked. So not always, dude. Not always.
Oof.
Not always.
Consider the source. Or consider who we're talking about.
Bum.
And then that's why he's not doing it anymore.
Right, but if we were doing this show, you and I, in 2008, you would tell me, be like, Tobes, come on, he's Jeff Ireland, he knows more than you. And I'd be like, okay, fine.
Yeah, I mean, the reason why I say that with the current GM is simply because, I mean, dude, look at the draft picks in the last few years. They've been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Look at some of the moves that he's made. Pretty good. So that's why I say that. I don't know if I would say that with Jeff Ireland, right? So I'm basically saying that based on the current situation of the Dolphins. Now, I do say that in a lot of instances when it comes to when people call players bums or this guy's no good or whatever, I always will, you know, kind of lean on the fact that they're with him every day, right? So that's why I say that. But for Chris Greer to, you know, look, what he's doing is he's having a dialect with Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel is kind of suggesting what he wants.
Here's the thing, though, Leroy, and I'm not taking this off of any personal experience of stories I've heard at home, right?
Uh-huh.
But teachers deal with kids on a daily basis, right? And a lot of kids are idiots. And sometimes you can skew how you feel about the kid based on, woof, this guy was down here. Oh, he colored inside the lines. Good for you, Charles.
Charles? Who? Nobody uses that as a Charles?
I'm protecting the innocent. I'm just saying.
Right, that's what you got to think of a name that's off the wall because you don't want to.
Charles. So I'm just saying, I feel like coaches and teachers can be a lot like, oh, Charles didn't answer 1+1=meow today.
Charles.
So basically what you're saying is, let me see if I get this straight. Liam Eikenberg is on a curve.
Yes. Yes.
But you don't know that. You're saying that. But you don't know that.
But I think the whole thing is maybe brought in on a curve because they're like, ah, we got this machine gun quarterback who can get the ball out super quick.
Now, that I believe because, like, here's the thing. But here's my other question. Then why did it take you so long to sign him if you know what your situation is?
He wanted that money on.
I get it.
By the way, you see what's going on in Cincinnati right now with Jamar Chase?
What is he doing?
I'll tell you, well, we got to take a break, but it, like, their coach apparently stepped over the line a little bit with his availability for week one. And he had to walk it back. We'll tell you about that coming up. Lots to get to here. We'll hear a little bit from Chris Greer and other stories. Cam Ward giving you the goosies as we're a couple days out from Canes Gators. Back with more after this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, I want to let you guys know you guys can join the WQM staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy fine whiskey, a good cigar, and some sports talk, Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, conversation with the WQAM on-air staff. It's free to attend. All you got to do is RSVP at WQAM.com. That'll get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly and talk sports with the WQAM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall and by the injury law firm of Judah and Cohen. Wow. We got a lot of college football tonight. You excited for some college footy football tonight, Leroy?
I am.
What tickles your fancy? You going to be watching?
I got one.
You going to be watching Colorado tonight on ESPN?
That's cool.
I'll probably watch Colorado just because, look, it was a cute story for a month.
Mm. Now, Deion, yeah.
Now you got an opportunity. Well, nobody thought they were going to be that good. The fact that they came out like that was, pretty amazing. But now you got a chance to build. You see what you need to do, and I want to see the progress. I want to see, hey, like Deion is a smooth talker, right? And the guy comes from the heart with everything he says. He means it, and whatever. But now it's time to see if who you are can translate to getting kids to go to Colorado, to getting in the transfer portal, to putting the product on the field. Because what ends up happening is if it doesn't turn around, then people are going to start saying it's all talk. And if you know Deion, you know it's not true. He means it. But people are going to look at the results and go that route with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he can turn it around. I hope that, and I'll be interested to see. So I'll watch him.
Here's your TV slate for tonight. Howard at Rutgers at 6 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Western Carolina, they have one of those, at NC State, who's 24th in the country to start the year. That's on the ACC Network.
Can't have a Western Carolina. Like, what?
Why not?
It's one of the eastmost states.
Yeah, but it's the west part of Carolina, dude. All and right, what do you mean? Dude.
Don't even build a school over there.
Do you want to know what their mascot's called?
I would love to know.
The Catamounts.
All right, they're allowed to stay.
I don't know what that is.
Me either.
They have some kind of wildcat on their helmet.
Catamounts. Let me see.
Catamounts. Is that like a bear cat? Like, what is that?
It is a wild. It's like a cougar or a lynx.
Huh. Never heard of it. Anyway, they're playing NC State tonight, so ACC.
Oh, never heard of them either until just now. So
panther.
Samesies.
So is it a panther?
It is, because those animals are the same animal but called something different depending on where they're at. Like, a cougar is the same thing as a panther, which is the same thing as a mountain lion. Just depends on where you're at. So I guess catamount, which is the worst one, happens to be what it's called in Western Carolina.
New Hampshire, for all our Golden Knights out there, they are taking on UCF at 7 o'clock.
All right.
It's on ESPN Plus.
There's a lot of people who think highly of UCF this year.
Murray State is at number 11 Missouri tonight, 8 o'clock on the SEC Network.
Mm.
And then you got North Carolina at Minnesota. Leroy, of course, recruited by Mack Brown.
Wow.
Kicks the Canes' ass every year.
Think about that. That's how long he's been coaching.
Yeah. Canes' daddy.
At Tulane.
Canes got them this year?
I don't think so.
I'm nervous about that one.
Yeah, me too.
More nervous about the Carolinas
than the Gators.
And the Georgia Techs. Oh, thank God they don't have North Carolina this year.
Whew. Nah.
They got Georgia Tech?
Sure do, on the road.
Yeah. Here. How many signs will say take a knee?
Oh, dude, they're going to kill us because they're feeling froggy right now. Thanks a lot, Mike Norvell. And then finally, the big one tonight that I think everybody's tuned in for is North Dakota State at Colorado.
You know what?
Is at 8 o'clock.
Obviously, that's the game with a lot of attention around it. But there's one game that is getting overlooked that is on no one's schedule, no one's radar. And it's probably because it's...
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one! Or trap pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
One of those cupcake games that colleges usually schedule for the first week. But I'm watching and paying close attention. It wasn't even on the betting sheet out there that was given to us. I couldn't even pick the game. Arkansas versus Arkansas Pine Bluff, which I assume is the Broward College of that area.
But wait, it got to be more than Broward College. They got a football team.
Well, yeah, you know. They're sharing shoulder pads with the local high school, I'm assuming. But that's probably why it's not mentioned.
Well,
but
that did actually happen with FIU. They did take hand-me-downs, so like we know that's a thing.
Got to share shoulder pads sometimes.
By the way, TC from Kiss Country is just texting me in. Incredibly, he is texting me a picture of him at Western Carolina.
Right
from
now?
The end zone. No, he went.
Okay.
I'm like, wait, you went there? He goes, for a year.
Whoa.
He said, go Catamounts.
Go Catamounts.
He looks like he would be a Catamount, right?
A Catamount.
There we go. It looks like it's a snazzy field.
Yeah, I imagine Western Carolina. If there's one thing they can do is cut some grass.
Well, one thing I'll tell you, dude, when you go on these road trips, those Carolinas,
yeah,
vast.
Vast. I mean, land.
I feel like, am I out of, when you get through North Carolina, you're like, oh, man. But then you get to South Carolina, you're like, oh.
It is.
South Carolina, big.
I try not to stop there.
I tell you what. You can drive through the trip that Tovin takes to go to the station is a longer trip than it would take you to get through Delaware.
I guess the question is, what Carolina is Western Carolina?
That's true. Is it North? Is it
a South Carolina, North Carolina? No, nope, it's a North Carolina school.
North Carolina.
There you go.
Yeah. Nice.
The fifth oldest institution of the 16 four-year universies in the UNC system.
Wow.
There you go. All right. Go Catamounts. Maybe they got the upset tonight.
Wow.
Not liking the chances of that.
All right.
Let's see. What do we got here? Dolphins just making a move. The Dolphins have signed Blake Ferguson. He's back.
Glad you made that big deal for nothing.
They have placed Patrick McMorris on.
No. Don't make it a big deal. I was confused for a second. I didn't know. That was a two-hour. The longest.
Ooh, somebody said Teron Armstead went to Arkansas Pine Bluff.
Oh, look at that.
I think he did, yeah. Yeah. He went to a small school, I know that.
Well, good luck.
You want to call in Broward College in front of him?
No. Did I say that? Was that me? I think that was me.
Has he been to the improv? I feel like he likes the improv.
No, Armstead hasn't been there. Right. I am going to miss Wilkins. Wilkins and Xavier Howard used to be frequent visitors. Now that I think about it, Wilkins, Xavier Howard, Jerome Baker, the improv is cursed.
Wow.
You go to the improv, that's a sign you won't be a Dolphin anymore. I don't want to see any Dolphins at the improv.
No laughing this year.
No laughing matter. Win a playoff game if you want to earn laughter.
The coinciding move.
He did get 100 plus million.
The coinciding move with Blake Ferguson is they are placing rookie safety Patrick McMorris on injured reserve.
Ah.
See, it's always little moves like this.
Hmm.
Not I'm thinking, like, they didn't know he was going to go on injured reserve 2 days ago? Like why not even, just... I don't understand the mechanism of it.
But the timing of when you have to do things, that I don't know how it works, but it's weird how, like, yeah.
It is a. It's all a show for a day, and then like, yeah, but not really. The guy I feel bad for is Driscoll, because they were like, oh yeah, Driscoll, you made the 53. Ah, we released him. Sorry.
Yeah.
For a day.
For a day. He's like, whew.
Thank God they didn't see that Vita Vea. And then, nah, you we know, saw it, buddy.
You know, you probably called somebody and said, I made the 53.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Super happy. You think they let him know? Like, hey, you made it, but.
Dude, so this is the long snapper quibble will go down in history.
Oh, it's going on Monday's Best Of. I want you to know. It is. I was contacted by Guinness. It is the longest radio segment ever dedicated to the potential of a long snapper.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. No one has debated like that ever.
I apologize. I didn't know that the long snapper was going to be back in 2 days. When the first thing came down, I was like, well, that's kind of a surprise. I didn't know.
Not your fault.
I didn't know that they either had another. I didn't know there was a long. I thought all these things went through my head. I was thinking, here. Oh, is there a long snapper we didn't know about? Did the kid
very
from Middle Tennessee?
Very rarely. If you never see somebody else do it, is somebody else going to do it unless it's an emergency? So if you have a whole healthy team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely you're going to see somebody else either. Snap, hold, or kick.
There has to be an emergency guy, though, right?
There's an emergency guy, but if you haven't seen him do it, you should.
Does that person have to go to special teams?
What do you mean?
Like the meetings? Like
special teams means before the day starts.
Okay.
So say if you have your big meeting at. So we had our big meeting at like 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
Special teams meeting started at 8.
But let's say it's
damn near the whole team was there anyway.
Let's say Jonnu Smith just happens to be a good long snapper, but he's not on special teams. But he is the emergency long snapper. Does that mean that he now has to go to meetings, or does he just have to practice long snapping?
If that was the case, he would already be in the meetings, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
When we have special teams meetings, there's a lot of guys in there that never play special teams, but you're a backup. And you got to know during the course of a game, if something goes, you know, with your guy, you got to go in and fill in.
Interesting.
Right. Everything's usually covered. Like all the scenarios that you're talking about, which pisses me off about Mario Cristobal even more. Right?
Comes back to that.
So we're sitting here having a conversation about who's the emergency long snapper.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't listen to a coach to determine whether he should take a knee.
Well, trust me when I tell you, the Canes are in good hands, because I was listening to Cam Ward yesterday, and he gave me the goosies.
Hey, can I just say this?
Every single person that I talk to that's
out west, say, oh, he's the real deal.
We'll take a break. We'll tell you about what the Canes QB said.
But you also said that about SVP, so.
Who? Scott Van Pelt?
Scott Van Pelt. He is a real deal.
I do like Scott Van Pelt.
He's pretty good.
No. He's a good Sports Center anchor.
No, the other guy.
Back after this.
Yeah. Miami. South Beach.
I feel like I'm ready to go do a radio hit in another state, Marcos. Like, anytime they're like, all right, let's go out to the fan guest line. Let's get down to South Beach. Talking with the Dolphins. You think Tua is a franchise quarterback, brother?
Wow.
Do you think he's a franchise quarterback?
Who is this? Who is this guy?
Well, tell us about Tyreek. Hey, you think he's really the best guy in the country? You think he's the best player?
You know what I said one time? I said, it don't matter. He got $167 million.
He got that money.
He's going to be that for a minute.
Next time I go on a radio show nationally, I'm going to drop a munion.
You have to. He got that money on. What do you expect?
Well, you got to – hold on, Tobes.
Mm?
You got to read the room.
Mm. Why?
You can't be throwing money with somebody like Mad Dog or something like
Why
that.
Why not? Oh, that's the one that's the most fun.
I think you should do it then.
What?
The money.
You might want to think of the snack.
I can sit right there.
Man. Anyway, I want to let you guys know, speaking of a place where you can have some fun with your munion, Stars and Strings. If you guys actually want to get in with spending no munion, I'm going to let you try and win some tickets right here. The Great Country Show, Stars and Strings, is coming to Hard Rock Live on November 14th. We got your chance to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum. My daughter is badgering me about going to this year. She's never been to a concert before. But
really?
She's
never been to any concert?
Nah, not really. Not really.
See, I figured you had would have taken her out to sit on the grass by now.
Yeah, true.
Amphitheater's fun. It's a little, you know, it gets rowdy in that grass, you know?
Yeah,
it gets a little rowdy in that grass, but she really likes Megan Maroney, so maybe I'll bring her to this, because this is a cool show.
It's basically what you're saying is, you don't mind taking her to a concert. It's the other stuff that worries you.
Dude. People party at that amphitheater in the grass, dude.
It's a little smelly over there.
They party in that grass. But this is a great show to go to because you're going to get all your favorite artists. They all go on stage at the same time. They're you know, doing their songs or going down the line. So you're basically getting like this big super concert. If you guys want to win your way in, text the word concert to 20357. That's concert to 20357. And you can win a pair of tickets to Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. Very, very stacked lineup. And our friends over at Kiss Country, they do a great job. Shout out to TC and Dina B, who we listen to in the morning.
Catamount.
Wow.
Catamount.
Yeah.
Wow. So do they say the fighting catamounts?
They do.
I would think so. You don't want just a dormant catamount.
A sleepy catamount. I
mean, dude, can I just tell you, if you out with your boy and you go, oh, a wildcat, a panther, and he goes, technically that's a catamount. Are you punching him in the face?
Yes,
what?
For sure. UCF Andy says, Tobin, just in the family section of the lawn. I didn't even know they had that.
They have that?
Wow. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, no, because you're the guy.
You want to be with other people drinking, sipping all your little pink lemonade.
Yeah.
Watch you.
Umbrella.
Oh, that was, with Miranda over there? Oh, yeah. Love my lemonade and Tito's. That's good. Going to be drinking some lemonade and Tito's, watching the Canes this weekend.
Yeah.
Kicking back some drinks, watching my Canes. Taking on the
my schedule, because keep in mind I got to get ready for Monday, so I got to clean my grill and my flat top at some point during the weekend. So what I'm thinking about doing is doing that while I'm watching the Canes game.
Oh man, 3:30 start is potentially the worst possible start for me. Personally.
Why?
I like it. Any other time, other than when I have a show on a Saturday that I have to work. Because I have to be there for doors at 6. So fourth quarter. Well,
yeah, then you should go. You should, hey, listen, you got to say, hey,
yeah,
got a real diva comedian today. And so you get to the improv at 3:30.
And just
you get
watch.
Some, yeah. Yeah.
Now you're thinking.
Yeah, she doesn't listen, right?
No, no way.
So what you say is, you say, honey, we got a Wayans brother. You know the
Wayans
brothers.
The
Wayans. I mean, they want nothing but green M&Ms in their rider.
Wait, I got to go count the M&Ms. This is good.
Wait, now, can I just say this?
Yeah.
And people, I think a lot of times people do it because they can.
Mm-hmm.
You do understand, said actor or comedian or whatever.
Yeah.
That somebody is running their hands through the M&Ms to only get the green ones, which might be more dangerous than just eating a damn red one every now and then.
I agree with that. I would assume, though, they're just doing it
because
they can.
Wait, if you ask for something too crazy, it's not going to be done in the cleanness of fashion.
Right. I mean, I think they probably think, oh, they did this with gloves, but I'm not doing it with gloves.
No way.
No way.
Then look. They look. Shake a look. Shake it up. Eat one.
Yep.
You know, like, yeah. So, yeah. Like, that's crazy, right?
I thought that was bad. But then, remember the Kaseya Center tour that we did? They had mentioned that people wanted a gold toilet seat.
Yeah, and they wouldn't tell us who it was either.
Yeah, we know it was you, Beyonce.
Yeah, it does feel like that'd be it.
Come on.
Like, they're really giving Queen Bey that ratty ass visitor's locker room where the Celtics play?
That's true. Was she? And then someone else wanted a jacuzzi in the middle of the.
I feel like when Beyonce is performing, I feel like she gets Pat Riley's office.
Yeah, she's got to get something better than that away locker room.
So it's Beyonce, but there have been bigger stars at certain times than Beyonce, right?
I mean, Mark Anthony has the most tickets sold there. He has a banner.
Right.
Oh.
Right. Wow.
But I don't. He doesn't strike me as a gold toilet because I feel like you only want a gold toilet. I feel like it's a lady, first of all, right?
Lady with the gold. Yeah.
Unless, I mean, there's not a male performer sitting down with peas.
I've never understood why.
I don't know.
I think it's just the thought of it. I think it's the fact that
I think because they can.
Yeah. Why not? I just sold out an arena, 30,000 people, two shows back to back. Gold toilet.
Wants to be an actual throne.
Yeah, why not?
But anyway, yeah, that's what you got to do, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what you got to do. Because you don't want to, what if it's a close game? Fourth quarter, you don't want to miss that. I mean, you'll hit Joe and DBJ, obviously. Yeah, great job calling the game. But
great for sure. But, you know, you want to see it. You want to be able to witness it. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to have to do that. And while I'm at it, get your makeup out of the sink. Is that too much? Was that?
Cam Ward, speaking to the media yesterday.
Oh, he's a catamount. Wait, Catamount too?
What?
Catamount? Catamountain?
Catamount.
He's a catamount.
Because he's a...
Because he's got that... cat? He's got that dog in him, but it's a cat?
Minus one.
I'll take my minus one. Thank you. I'll take it.
Minus one.
Here was Cam Ward yesterday. He says he's a gunslinger.
Oh, yeah.
My mindset would never change. No whether I throw 20 touchdowns or 20 picks. My mom says, never going to change. I'm a gunslinger. And, you know, that's just what I do. So continue to, you know, be a leader for the team. Continue to, you know, put guys in situations that they can be successful and just get the ball to the playmakers.
This guy has got that dog in him, man.
Goosey.
Ever since that video, obviously, like Leroy mentioned, anyone who talks about him speaks highly of him. But ever since that video where he was looking at, was it both Sanders brothers or was it just the quarterback?
No, it's just one.
He was looking at him like,
but you know, I think they're friends.
Yeah, no, of course. It wasn't anything like, but it just still though, that level of intensity in football, it matters, dude. It really, you can be reserved like KD in basketball. That edge, that is this guy crazy kind of edge, it helps in football.
It also depends on what position, though.
I also, listen, he's got to uphold the honor because I was watching some podcast clip I saw of Jacory Harris. He was reminiscing, and he had said that he has saw the Gators quarterback Mertz.
Yeah,
and he goes, hey, you looking forward to this matchup? He goes, you got that extra preparation for? He goes, why do I got to prepare for him? They're sorry. And I was like, you told that to Jacory Harris? You told that to Jacory Harris? He said that?
Wow. All right.
Mertz.
All right.
So trust me when I tell you, I need a lot of sad jorts leaving that building.
Here's the deal. Until the University of Miami changes that, there's a lot of people who think that. A lot of people who think it doesn't matter because the Canes are going to do something like what happened in Georgia Tech. Or are they going to give up a big lead? Or are they going to implode? Or are they going to have too many swag penalties? Until you change that, then what can you say? Can they say? They say, oh, they're okay. What are you going to say? Nothing until you change that. And that's why you play the games. And if I was a Canes player, I'd say, we'd be up there on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see who's sorry when Ruben Bain, you know, hits you with a stone cold stunner in the middle of the game.
Ruben Can I Bain. Just tell you?
Can't wait for that.
That's got to be one of the most frightening freshmen you've ever seen last year, right? I mean, he looked amazing. Like he was he could have came out last year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He good. I'm so excited that football's back.
I just think one of the cool things that I've seen transpire over the last couple of years is the Canes have gotten bigger.
Yep.
And more physical. Legit. And so from that standpoint, it now you have something, if everything's not working, you have something you can go to, your identity. Whereas before, the last three or four quarterbacks, all the pressure has been on them to fix it. Now you can kind of go to that run game, everybody can settle down, and then you can kind of, you know, reset everything. You couldn't do that before because you had to rely on your quarterback, throw it a bunch of times to who? Nobody knows, right? And then go from there. So I'm interested to see how this game is going to play out because Florida is going to do the same thing.
I'm excited, man.
They're big. They're going to try to be physical. They're going to try to run the football. So we'll see how tough you are, which is one of the problems I have with the Dolphins. It's one thing to talk about being physical. Okay? When you think of a running back saying he's physical, he's going downhill, not side to side. So I'm interested to see both of these teams. I want to see how Miami is progressing, the Canes are progressing, to get to that physical style of football that their coach wants them to play, right? And not solely rely on a quarterback to get it done who really didn't have the weapons that a lot of these great quarterbacks have had in college. And then on the, with the Dolphins, are you going to be physical? Or not? Are you going to be the same offense? Because there's going to be a point in the game where you're going to have to line up. They're going to know exactly what you're going to do, and you're just going to have to beat the person in front of you.
We'll take a break. You guys get us on the YouTube and Twitch chat, Miami 560 WQAM, number 305-567-0560. Out with Tua! Coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.